Apparatus 22, voice memo number 1. Urgent message from the Department of Art Investments, the world of Sucre Infinite. Greetings, dear art collectors. Allow me to introduce myself. M. Unknown, head of the Department of Art Investments in Sucre Infinite. There has been a mysterious leakage of data concerning our ingenious new investment scheme that was due next week, and inquiries are dropping like hotcakes. Our main goal in this department is to From what we gather, quite different from the general objectives in your old acquisitive blue world. Therefore, even if in haste, we are releasing info on how you can fully benefit of our Sucre Infinite new scheme, available as the most amazing investments in the entire history of art. In the universe of Sucre Infinite, language is exquisitely metaphoric and polysemy is paramount. Nevertheless, for the sake of a good communication flow, we adopted the often wooden parlance sprinkled with economical terms you seem to prefer. Please take a pen and paper and follow instructions for the next steps. Voice memo number 2. Time for self-analysis. It is a matter of general knowledge and acceptance that artists have always been and ought to be deeply scrutinized, good or bad, successful or not successful, straight or queer, authentic or kitsch, not political or political, abstract or figurative, emerging or blue chip. The list of criteria is endless. When curators appeared, it happened all over again. In the vast and forever generous joy fields of Sucre Infinite, we do not discriminate in any way. We take pride and pleasure in analyzing collectors as well and imparting the precious data to whom it may concern. This self-analysis that you might want to endure could certainly lead to an interesting type of bonanza. The integrated leadership within the Department of Art Investments has not the slightest interest in the amount of money you are worth or not, nor whether you are on museum boards. It is of no significance whether you professionally mesh bleeding-edge markets or you globally optimize client-centric core competencies or dramatically monetize bonds and securities. More important things are at stake.
Money talks, man talks. Dirty cash don't want you, dirty cash don't need you, no. Money talks, money talks. Dirty cash don't want you, dirty cash don't need you.
Voice memo number 3. First set of questions. Ethics. We hope your pen and paper ready. The first 5 questions you shall answer will be read to you. Write your yes or no answer and the question number. Question 1. Have you ever flipped artworks? Question 2. Do you often push for discounts bigger than 25%? Question 3. Is the world your oyster? You heard that correctly. Is the world your oyster? Question 4. Do you need more than 5 reminders to pay for your art acquisitions? Yes or no? Question 5. Do you think the financial value is blurring the way you see art? Voice memo number 4. Last set of questions. Thirst for adventure. We energetically reinvented interactive testing procedures while you, art collectors, enthusiastically reached the vertical information of the last set of 5 questions. One step closer to receiving the code access to the most amazing investment in the entire history of art, the latest tool imagined here at the department for you, art collectors. For the next 5 questions, write a question number and your yes or no answer on the paper. Question 6. One often hears collectors talking about bad art, bad curating. Is there such thing as bad collecting? Question 7. Can you name 22 critical artworks on your wish list? Yes or no? Question 8. If you had a spare house, would you long-term shelter artists? Question 9. Do you buy immaterial artworks? Question 10. Would you buy a mystery? Yes, we dramatically strategized synergistic outsourcing by referencing this question from an Apparatus 22 neon artwork. Voice memo number 5, Le Total. There is a sense of credible premium catalysts for change in the air, so let us objectively integrate competitive data. In order to calculate your points, you must do the following. For questions 1 to 5, a yes answer is worth 1 point, and a no, unexpectedly, 5 points. For questions 6 to 10, a yes is worth 5 points, and a no, 1 point. If you score between 38 and 50 points, write down the code 555. Art collectors in this category are more than ready to compellingly embrace the dynamic information of our offer, the most amazing investments in the entire history of art. If you score between 18 and 38 points, write down the code 333. You need to proactively optimize artist-centric core competencies, yet the path is promising. If you score between 10 and 18 points, write down the code 111. It is indeed a crucial point in your life as a collector. You need to dramatically strategize supra-infinitic expertise. This is the beauty and for some the horror of unleashing a utopian universe like supra-infinite. We do nevertheless provide assistance in professionally embracing and solving cases of impossibility.
Big boss, big time business, make me your mock and I'll take you one by one. I got great works, dope art, business, write me right now and I'll take you one by one. Big boss, big time business.
Voice memo number 6, steps for the future. You art collectors are alert and tensed, no wonder. It is laborious to efficiently reinvent methods of psyche building and betterment. Perform, perform, perform. Nevertheless, criteria are different on utopian lands. You will be pleased to hear this announcement. This choreography to dynamically seize reliable core competencies is over. You are one step away to enthusiastically orchestrate enabled channels, that is, access to amazing art. Call or write on WhatsApp to my colleagues at Apparatus 22. Number is 0040-724-331-201. We repeat. Call or write on WhatsApp 004-0724-331-201. Mention M Unknown head of the Department of Art Investments in Superinfinite, your code 555-333 or 111, and your name, and be ready to uniquely initiate next generation investment in contemporary art that will wondrously change reality. It is what we, the clerks in the department, coined aesthetics with consequences. Ages ago, Maria Lind acknowledged that there were conditions necessary to foster contemporary art as at its greatest, namely to be a critical force in society. This is where you step in, dear art collectors.